Johnson, your mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Another gorgeous weekend. Ah, it was toasty warm. See, now kids should be starting today. I think that's best for everyone, but different discussion. We want to know what's on your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up today, we're going to have open phones. Of course, everybody wants to talk about the big Bison football win over Kansas State this weekend. A lot of buzz around the state this weekend on that. Also, we're going to talk with Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and Fox News Channel on the Obama administration's efforts to convince a skeptical Congress and American people about military action against Syria. Also coming up at 10:30, former North Dakota House Majority Leader and longtime legislator John Dorso shares some thoughts on, as a now outsider from afar, on how to fix the higher education problems in North Dakota. I'm kind of looking for his take on that. Scott, did you watch the football game on Friday night?
Of course, of course. And, you know, I think you could probably argue that might have been the story of the weekend, even over the weather, which was tremendous. And I think you should repeat for the audience what you said in our earlier conference call, because Steve is sort of poo-pooing this win, and I think we need to let the listeners weigh in on this. By the way, today brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We thank you, Farm Bureau, for that. And we remind our listeners, if you want to learn more about all Farm Bureau has to offer, go to ndfb.org. That's their website. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau, bringing you this hour of What's on Your Mind. Okay, so...
I'm not poo-pooing anything.
Many folks believe that you are poo-pooing it, just so you know. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. So we're having this little, we do this regular little conference call. Okay, who's on the show? What are we talking about? Everything else. And Steve chimes in with, you know, this whole Bison win, it wasn't that big a deal, especially after Eastern Washington beat Oregon State. So... here's the question for
our... Now, let me qualify that a little bit. I am an Oregon State fan. Having lived out there, I was an Oregon State fan, so I was a little upset with that loss, because I always have a bad loss at the beginning of the year, but Oregon State was ranked. They were ranked. They were number 25 in the country. Kansas State was not. Kansas State was not ranked, and the reason they were not ranked, and they probably won't finish any better than fourth in their conference this year, but they're not ranked. They were decimated by graduations. They lost their Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback. It's not even a shell of their former team. So how do you equate that?
So you would go upstream against the notion that this is the biggest win in Bison history?
I don't think it's the biggest win in Bison history. Is it a good win? Yeah, it's a good win. But I heard a lot of people this weekend, mail us that national championship right now. Oh, careful, my friends. Now, I want to see the Bison do well. And this is coming from a Sioux fan. I want to see the Bison do well. It's good for North Dakota, and it makes me proud to see that they reel off national championships in football. Just like UND hockey reeling off national championships makes me proud, and it makes all of North Dakota proud. But I will say this. Don't get full of yourself, because that's when a bad loss takes place, and that's when you wind up losing the end prize.
All right, folks, some advice from Steve. But he's, you know, be honest, you're poo-pooing the win.
I'm not poo-pooing the win, but when you look at the prognosticators,
yes, you are.
When you look at the prognosticators, there are a lot of experts that had picked NDSU to beat Kansas State. It's not that big of an upset that everybody thinks it is. I don't think it was an upset at all. I think a better NDSU team went down and played an inferior Kansas State team, and they beat them, as they should have. And people are blowing up about how this was such a great win. No, you beat a team you should have beat, even on the road. I think the Bison should have beat Kansas State.
All right. The Big 12 champ last year, folks. There you go.
It
hasn't been that long.
They won't finish better than fourth in their conference this year. They're rebuilding.
All right. So if you want to enter the trash talk fray, you can give us a call at 800-228-0550. Was it the biggest win ever? Or was it, as Steve says, no big deal and actually to be expected? that the Bison would go down there and win, given the strength of each of the teams. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can always email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Facebook comments on this particular topic already. Only time will tell how big this game was, says Bill. It all depends on how KSU takes the loss and how they do in the coming weeks. David says, comparing strengths of teams through preseason rankings and lost starters is fun, but pretty speculative and subjective. Bottom line is NDSU has never beaten a stronger program than K-State. He's his biggest ever. Jason says, the Kansas face mask sure sounded like they were going to win. Maybe Steve should listen to that video and he'd have a different perspective. Have you seen that, by the way?
No, I haven't seen that video yet.
There's a guy evidently that is kind of well known to K-State fans that trash talks a little bit before the game. He puts a mask on and this purple T-shirt, and he goes out there and he trash talks, and he did some serious trash talking of the Bison. I'll play you a little bit of this so you can hear it.
Oh no, you guys, North Dakota State's coming. They're two-time defending 1AA champs. They're talking a lot of smack. They're coming to Manhattan. They're going to lose. That's what they're going to do. I want to tell you folks up in North Dakota, which is basically southern Canada anyway,
if
you guys think you're coming to Manhattan, Kansas, and you're going to beat us on our home turf, oh, you're so asleep you couldn't be woken up with a bucket full of water. You guys bump the jaws and bump the gums and think you're so tough. Last year during a televised game, you have a sign that says, we want Bama. Are you high?
Well, that might be a little excessive. I don't want Bama.
It was a sign. Relax, guy. And he goes on to make some more fun of North Dakota at the end of this. Listen here.
House on steroids. You can't tell a man from a woman, so it's kind of like North Dakota anyway. I hear your women got better beards than your men. Get out of here. Come to our place. Talk your smack all you want, and then when you leave, you'll be licking your buffalo hooves.
Wow.
Well, I know our women have better jobs than probably most men in Kansas, so I feel okay about that.
I want an APB for this guy because I'd like to see him eat some buffalo crow. Is there some buffalo crow stew, maybe? Yeah. That's up on our Facebook page if you care to be taunted by that. But this guy was doing some serious trash talking. Obviously, that was all before the game, but it'd be fun to watch him have to eat a little crow on that now. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You know, the game was Friday. It's a Tuesday. It was kind of the sports story of the weekend, certainly a big deal in North Dakota. But you prompted me to suggest maybe we let it linger a little bit, given the fact that you thought it was no big deal. But nobody, you know, a few folks on Facebook disagree, but nobody really called to jump on you, Steve. Maybe you've touched.
I tend to follow the Vegas line, and I tend to follow the experts, you know, the ESPNs, the Sports Illustrateds, and some of the bigger predictors. Wasn't an upset. A lot of them were picking NDSU. And a lot of it's because of the graduations that they had. Kansas State lost a ton of talent. Do they have a great coach in Bill Snyder? Yes, they do. But it's a rebuilding year. NDSU beat a team they should have beat.
One emailer says, hey, Kansas State was ranked number one, 10 months ago in the nation. Kansas State returned their entire O-line with two All-Americans on it and an All-American running back. Quarterback graduated and couldn't even make a NFL roster.
That was their Heisman Trophy candidate as well.
Let's get John and Bismarck in here, see if he agrees or disagrees with you. Hey, John, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I got a little bit different perspective on a lot of those people that win games. And I seen that in the Super Bowl where the fella who was the quarterback and turned the game over, he prayed. You could watch his hands, and he made the sign of the cross when he was playing. He generally people who do that, they do come out and they were able to win the game. I've seen the same thing with the Steiner brothers who went to Mary College and they win all the wrestling. They prayed. There was a Chris Langenfelder, and he also prayed before he wrestled. So the people I've watched who win games, it comes from within them. They leave their fear with God, and they
good
come
advice,
out and win.
Good advice, for all of us, right, John? And by the way, this kind of works well at times for Tim Tebow, right? Although now a man without a team. Somebody going to pick him up? I don't know. We'll be back to the phones and more on this topic after this timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. Bottom of the hour, we're going to check in with Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and Fox News Channel and try and make sense of where the United States is at on Syria. Last week, you may recall, a lot of our chatter here was about an imminent attack over the weekend, a curveball from President Obama to say, we will attack, but only after Congress says it's okay, and then if they say it's not okay, then we will anyway. So we're a lot of our allies and other folks going, what happened? So we'll try and, straighten all that out on the big international story of the weekend. I also have a story out of Watford City, North Dakota, about a truck driver. It's actually a Minnesota truck driver whose family's very concerned about the dad, the husband here, because he evidently was subjected to, he's driving his truck along, and a soda pop bottle hurled at the windshield from a passing car went through the windshield. And evidently this has happened a couple of times. The family's worried about him, saying, folks are targeting drivers. They don't know why. And the police have said this has happened to at least a couple other people. It seems bizarre to me. We're going to try and find out more about what would be the motive behind this and if other truckers have encountered this kind of behavior. So let us know. A couple of stories we're following. Anyway, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Glenn in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
And yes, you game. You know, a win is a win, but did you hear what the Kansas coach told the reporters after the game?
I think it was something like, see, I told you we're not that good, right? Something like that?
He come out and said, I tried to tell you we were bad. Now maybe you'll believe me. So that's kind of a slam at NDSU, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't think Kansas State was that good of a team going in, and Snyder had been saying that, and they were still touting him as a potential Big 12 champion. He's like, no, we're rebuilding. We are rebuilding. And I think NDSU went down there and beat a team they should have beat. NDSU matched up better and had better personnel, and they won a game they should have won.
Yeah, I'd like to see you guys see if you couldn't get a hold of that that character that done that video on slamming us the way he was, and see what he's got to say now.
I really wish we could find him. Yeah, I think he's anonymous by choice. That's why he wears the mask. So I'm not sure he's known. I don't know, but we'll do it. I want to offer him a little buffalo stew. Crow stew,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Let him lick our buffalo hooves.
Let's send him some buffalo steak. Maybe like a burger or something.
Exactly right. All right. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
There's a lot of talk, you know, from phony conservatives in the media like Rush Limbaugh about socialism and, you know, government programs for food stamps or unemployment or whatever, but they don't usually focus on is the welfare going to the largest banks in this country. Of course, as you know, the Fed is monetizing the debt, $85 billion a month. Over half of that, $45 billion a month, is going to purchase toxic mortgage-backed securities from the six largest banks. So we're still bailing out these banks, which are still too big to fail, which is the opposite of capitalism. This is the single greatest example of socialism in America and a command and control economy. And unfortunately, most of that money that is going to these big banks, these socialist banks on Wall Street, it's not even being invested in the U.S. According to the Bank of International Settlements, they are the second largest investor in communist China behind the socialist banks in Europe, which are the leading investor in communist China. So while we're bailing out these socialist banks, they're investing in communist China, right? So that, of course, makes sense because they like that economic model. They like the top-down, command-and-control economic model of communist China. And they don't want to invest in a country with a constitutional republic because that would, of course, defeat their purpose and undermine their ability to eliminate a market economy.
Mark, aren't banks a business, and don't they go where the business is good?
But they're socialist, state-owned enterprises, in effect. And
by investing in other countries, aren't they bringing that money back to the United States?
You mean like the King of Britain and the British East India Company that were bleeding America? You know what? We're supposed to support the values of constitutional republicanism, not communism. And there's an obligation.
Sidebar question for you, Mark. Have you read Mark Levin's book of the Liberty Amendments yet?
I wouldn't waste my time reading Mark Levin's drivel, because unless you recognize that our leaders are intentionally using free trade to subordinate our constitutional republic to communist China, then you're not a patriot. Levin's not a patriot.
Yeah, all right. I thought actually you'd enjoy it because it touches on some of the issues you're concerned about. It also proposes some ideas to fix it. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Let's keep rolling here. Sean in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us at 800-228-0550. Sean's gone. He didn't manage to make it through Mark's concerns about socialism in America being much bigger than we think. Appreciate the call. Here's some more comments on Facebook, by the way. You're not faring so well here, Steve. One person is suggesting it's all because you're a Sioux grad.
Hey, I'm proud of the Bison football team. I am very happy with what they do, and I want to see them win national championship after national championship. I never root against the Bison when it comes to football. Unless
you do have one of the earlier callers, Glenn, I think, mentioned you do have an ally in your theory from Bill Snyder. He coached the K-State team. But here's the and this one's unsigned. I wonder why. Bakken is clueless. Stick to losing to NAIA teams like his alma mater. If North Dakota could get rid of these haters, NDSU could be as big as Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming. I didn't think you were a hater, but that might be a little strong.
Yeah, I'd like to know where that comes from.
What haters are holding NDSU back? I think they've managed to climb the ladder pretty good, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm as a North Dakotan, I'm proud of what NDSU does. As a North Dakota, I'm proud of what UND does, what Minot State does, what Williston does, what Dickinson does. I'm proud of them all.
Dwayne says, how can K-State be a stronger program than NDSU? Not many starters returned, and they're unranked. Just how big of a powerhouse is K-State, really? Corey says, EW had a scheme that Beavers couldn't handle, and they obviously have no defense like a typical Pac-12 team. Many years, the pollsters have tried to fit the Beavers in, and they're always mid or lower Pac-12 by the end of the year.
They always lose first or second bad game. It's horrible. They always lose games they shouldn't lose at the beginning of the year.
Let's get Sean back in here. Sean and Bismarck, your take. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Sean.
Good, you?
That's good. I'm actually crying right now. I'm a Kansas State fan living in North Dakota, and I got the utmost respect for every North Dakota fan and everybody out there, and that guy that's on the internet, he's just giving Kansas State fans a bad name right now. And
you don't know that guy, do you?
I do not, but I guarantee you call the student union in Manhattan, they can find him for you. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of fans mad at him right now for doing what he did. But
we'd like to have him on.
You know what? I might do a little research for you and try and find him. So, but I wanted to say that, you know, I've been saying for years, and I called in the program a couple months ago when you had the athletic director for NDSU on. And, you know, I think you guys proved on Friday that NDSU is a formidable opponent for big-time national state schools. Yeah, Schneider said that we're not that great, and you know, I kind of believe him after seeing the game, but NDSU put up a stellar performance. You guys could not have played any better of a game than what they did, and you know what? They did what needed to be done to win, and it showed that they are contenders on the national stage against any big-time school. And
thanks, Sean. Sean, we're up against the break. Thank you much.
At 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. North Dakota Farm Bureau Egg Minute is coming up here in just a bit. Stay tuned for that so you can find out why farmers do what they do. And by the way, if you have questions about why farmers do what they do, if you go to ndfb.org and under the Contact Us link, send your questions in and we'll make sure they get answered. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about what the North Dakota Farm Bureau can do for you and is doing for folks from all throughout North Dakota. They have a lot to offer. We appreciate them as a sponsor today on the program. With the Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennen, and this is What's on Your Mind. Syria is on the mind of a lot of folks after the weekend, and a bit of a curveball from President Obama. Here to help us sort of sort out where we're at, Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and the Fox News Channel. Covering this, along with his colleagues. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Steve and I are just a little confused here, and this continues to change by the moment. President Obama already this morning speaking, saying he wants Congress to hold a prompt vote early next week, authorizing the use of force in Syria, and he expects lawmakers to approve the measure. Says it won't be in Iraq. Won't be in Afghanistan. It's a limited proportional step that will send a message not only to the Assad regime but to the other countries that may be interested in testing these international norms, that there are consequences. So he wants hearings and a prompt vote. He announced that Saturday. It shocked a lot of people, didn't it?
Well, it sure did. I mean, it's not exactly the direction the president was heading. If you look at the way that his administration was talking about this over the past week, there was some sense of urgency that they should go and they should go right away. And the president essentially threw on the brakes on Saturday to the surprise not only of, you know, those of us who have been covering this and not only to members of Congress, but to his own senior most national security advisors who, as of Friday night, thought that they had a pretty good idea of not only that he would intervene, but what the intervention would look like. So a pretty dramatic last zag from a president who has zigzagged in this ad hoc decision-making, really, over the past 2 years on Syria.
All right. Steve, I can't hear you. If you're trying to weigh in here, I think Steve's mic's off.
Steve Bakken here. What does this do to the credibility of...
Got a problem with Steve's feet here, I think, so we'll try and fix that. But, what you know, the credibility question is a good one, where Steve is going. Obviously, does this put our credibility in question?
Oh, I think our credibility is already shot, frankly. I think if you look at the way that this president has acted with respect to Syria and even going back to Libya, he's already shot U.S. credibility on this question, or at least his credibility on this question. Go back to the case that he made for Libya in March of 2011, where with 1,000, an estimated 1,000 people dead on the ground, in Libya, the president gave a speech and said, in effect, the United States has a responsibility to act here because we can't stand by and watch the slaughter. And the president said, as president of the United States, I refuse to stand by and watch these images of mass graves and wanton slaughter across Libya take place. So we have to act. Well, now we're 100,000 deaths into Syria, and the president isn't acting for that reason. He's acting by his own admission. He's acting to save face. He says we need to preserve our credibility because he declared a red line a year ago. It was breached 6 months ago. The president then promised to send arms to the opposition in Syria, and according to supporters of intervention in Syria, including John McCain, not one of those arms has reached the opposition. So the president declared his own line. It was breached, and he did nothing. So it's his credibility on the line, not the United States.
Now let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Yeah, what's on my mind is a Syria vote that's coming up. And, you know, it basically Obama has transformed the U.S. military into the Taliban Air Force over the last several years. You know, there was a assessment that was released. Actually, I'm an active member of the Oath Keepers organization, and it was posted on our website about 2 weeks ago, that out of the nine rebel regimes that are operating in Syria, seven of them have known connections to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, you know, and the fact that our president, you know, we've been at war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for 20 years now, basically. And now over with this administration, we're buddying up to them. You know, it's basically what we're doing. And this is going to be a repeat of Libya in Egypt. And look how those both turned out. Those are in bigger turmoil than they were before we went in. The best thing we can do, like I say, I've called the program several times, bring our troops home, protect our borders, defend our country, get out every other place in the world, fix America first, and leave the rest of the world alone. That's the only way we're going to fix our country.
Matt, thanks for the phone call. Steve, is that valid? What makes us the peacekeepers of the world? Why do we belong over there?
Well, look, I mean, I agree with some of what Matt said. I mean, I think there are serious concerns about the connections that some of the opposition leaders have to Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, particularly the Nusra Front. I don't agree with his second point that the United States needs to, in effect, turn inward and just focus on what's at home. I do think the United States has a responsibility and an interest in helping to shape outcomes around the world, particularly in this volatile region, so that they benefit the United States. I mean, I think it's in our interest if we try to, you know, help the good guys, as it were. And in fact, I think what Syria is an example of is the cost of non-intervention. I think that there was an opportunity for the United States to have intervened 18 months ago when the Free Syrian Army was largely secular and democratic. It hadn't yet been taken over or overrun to some extent with jihadists who came to the fight to take on Bashar Assad's regime. These were largely secular democratic folks who, while they wouldn't have aligned with the United States in every respect, certainly were better than whatever outcome we're likely to see now. But the president didn't want to intervene. I don't think that non-intervention is the answer here. I just think that authorizing the president to do something he's already declared that he's not serious about isn't a good idea either.
But how do we know who the good guys are?
Well, I think we can make some determinations about who the good guys are, and certainly there are, even though the president is saying we won't send boots on the ground, there are our intelligence operatives over there who are trying to make just those kinds of distinctions. It's a lot tougher today than it was 18 months ago. What happened was you had this largely secular and democratic Free Syrian Army who was getting the tar kicked out of it by the Assad regime, and you had jihadists funneling into the country largely through Iraq, and these Free Syrian Army generals were looking to survive to the next day. So they had these jihadists who said, in effect, I'm willing to fight alongside you. I'm willing to die to fight alongside you, and I'm bringing you arms and money. These guys weren't worried about what the long-term implications of of that, you know, alliance was. They were much more concerned with making it through the battle in front of them to the next day, and those guys enabled them to do that. I think that's why we've seen that sort of alliance of convenience, but it's now turned into something that makes it much more difficult to disentangle these jihadists from the Free Syrian Army forces.
If there is a response militarily, it sounds like the president's still saying there will be, with or without Congress's approval, so this is a little strange, too, because he's saying, all right, time out, Congress, you decide, and then I'm still going to do it anyway. But still do it, even in his comments today, seems to be telegraphed as some sort of limited strike, right? What does that accomplish?
Nothing. I mean, it's a face-saving gesture for the president. If this were about the Syrians, he would have acted 2 years ago. If this were about U.S. position in the region, he would have acted a year ago. If this were about anything other than face-saving for the president of the United States, he wouldn't be announcing in advance that this would be a shot across the bow. I mean, the problem with that announcement is that a shot across the bow, of course, is a warning shot, and it implies that if the warnings aren't heeded, there will be further action. I don't think there's any – the president's made it clear at all that there would be further action if those shots aren't heeded. So it's hard for members of Congress, and I say this as a hawk and as somebody who has favored intervention in Syria for the better part of 2 years, it'd be hard for me if I were a member of Congress to vote in favor of this authorization of the use of force for a president who's clearly not committed to winning and fighting in Syria.
You know, I hearken back to the embassy bombings and of the early 90s and the bombing of the USS Cole, when our response was a missile strike into a tent or something. It was viewed as weakness, and actually to go on and plot and plan 9/11. I mean, can history repeat itself in that extent, that whatever that response comes, if it's viewed as weak, that it'll actually embolden the dark hats?
Yeah, well, the response to the Cole wasn't even that strong. I mean, it was basically lost because it came just a month before the U.S. presidential election in 2000, and the Clinton administration didn't respond at the end of its term in office, and the Bush administration came in without any real interest in responding in the early months of its administration. So we basically didn't do much, and the FBI investigation. There was so much fighting between the intelligence services and the FBI and the diplomatic corps in Yemen that it was a colossal disaster. Nothing really happened for months and months and months. But you go back and you look at, the cruise missiles into tents in Afghanistan. You look at the non-responses to Saddam Hussein's provocations over the years. I think you're exactly right, Scott. I think that's really one of the problems here is the United States will be seen as doing virtually nothing in response to what everybody agrees is an egregious breach of international norms and international law and the use of chemical weapons, to say nothing of the fact, I mean, we shouldn't overlook the fact that Bashar Assad has killed 100,000 of his own people by other means.
Steve, can we hold you over the break for a few minutes? We got a couple phone calls,
sure.
Questions for you that we'd like to get to before... And we just don't have time to get to those questions right now. So,
sure.
Dave and Jamie, you guys hold on. We'll come back with your questions after the break. You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today.
FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers give antibiotics to livestock?
My son is getting over a sinus infection, and he had to have two rounds of antibiotics to clear it up. When your kids get sick, you get them medicine to help them get better. You also make sure their vaccinations are up to date. Animals get sick and get diseases too, and farmers give antibiotics to livestock when they need them. It's important to remember that animals used for food have to have documentation on when medication is used, and they also cannot enter the food chain until a prescribed amount of time has passed from the time the antibiotic was given.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Now we know why farmers do what they do, and we appreciate North Dakota Farm Bureau every Tuesday joining us with the Ag Minute, one of our sponsors. All right, let's get back to the phone. Steve Hayes is here from the Weekly Standard and the Fox News Channel. We're unpacking the weekend's events on Syria, the focus now on congressional action and then military action in response to the chemical weapons attack. Dave and Dickinson, go ahead for our guest, Steve Hayes.
Good morning. Two things. One, in 1988, in the Iran-Iraq war, the U.S. provided intelligence to Saddam Hussein so that he'd know where to shoot chemical weapons to kill Iranian soldiers. The second thing, in regards to Syria, in 2007, General Wesley Clark, in an interview, said that when they came out of the meeting after 9/11 and he asked, are we going to Afghanistan? They said, we're going to Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Mali, Libya. He named off about 8 countries that they said they're going to go in and disrupt and destroy. And it seems to be that the Bush plan and Cheney plan and Rumsfeld plan is still in effect. So who is the real terrorist in the situation? Who caused all the uproar in the first place?
Sort of the Ron Paul argument, Dave, Steve, to respond to Dave's comments that we're provoking all this. What would you say in response?
Yeah, who caused the terror? Not the United States. I don't take those arguments very seriously. I don't take Ron Paul very seriously. The United States has not been, we didn't provide intelligence to Saddam Hussein so that he could use chemical weapons on Iran. We provided intelligence to Saddam Hussein at the time because he was in a standoff with Iran, and we thought it better that the standoff continue that way or that he prevail because he was allegedly a secular dictator. Plainly, that was a mistake. But I think it's, the United States doesn't bear responsibility for the rise of jihadists in that part of the world.
One more quick question. Let's get to Jamie and Bismarck. What's on your mind today for our guest?
Morning. Hey, President Obama wants every citizen United States who wishes to exercise their Second Amendment rights to go through a background check to take possession of a firearm. I was just wondering, Steve, and you know how many of these rebels submitted to his little fantasy background check over there before he handed over all these guns?
Well, the interesting thing is a clever point. The interesting thing is that after having pledged to send these arms to the rebels, they haven't been delivered. John McCain said in an interview on CNN that the rebels haven't gotten one rifle from the president, despite the fact that that was what he said. After the first time that U.S. intelligence confirmed that Bashar Assad had used chemical weapons, the president said, we're going to be now sending lethal support to the opposition. That was 4 months ago. And they still haven't arrived. So to go back to Scott, your earlier question, if you want to know why the United States is having credibility problems, that's why, since the President of the United States declared a red line. And remember, his original red line was the movement or the use of chemical weapons. They've been moved. We'd known they were moving them around as early as December. Then they were used several times. The United States still did nothing. So that's why we have a credibility problem.
One last call for our guest, Tom at Jamestown. Your question for Steve Hayes, the Weekly Standard and Fox News Channel. Go ahead.
Well, I really don't have a question, but I hope that I could just kind of make a comment. It might evolve into a question. But
real quick, Tom, I just have a minute left.
Okay, real quick. We have to do everything we can to secure the Middle East. It's going to take a lot of effort. The world is not as secure as a lot of people might think it is, especially in the Middle East. And everybody has to keep in mind that we are over there for our interests. And there's two things. Number one, the flow of oil that comes out of there. Number two, the threat of terrorism that could and has been in the United States. We need to do everything we can to try to preempt that. And
let's see. Let me just get Steve a quick response. He seems to be making a better case on our national security interest than the president is. Do you agree with Tom?
No question. Look, I think that's right. It's appealing in the short term to think that we can just turn our heads and ignore it, but we can't because we'll take consequences down the line if we do that.
Tom, appreciate the call. Do you think this is all about politics right now? Is it just trying to get more people to come alongside him so that there'll be less blame if something goes wrong? Is that what's going on with this weekend decision?
Well, you know what? It's an awfully cynical take, and I think it's the accurate one. I mean, look at what the president said, and then look at what his top advisor, David Axelrod, tweeted in the hours after the president gave this speech. He said, Republicans are now the dog that caught the car. Celebrating.
Unbelievable. Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. Thanks a bunch. Folks, we'll be back. Don't go away.
What's on your mind?
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.